From small town dreamer to global icon.
She's America's sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Why does Taylor Swift inspire such devotion and criticism?
She's created a community on a scale never been done before.
Taylor on Channel 4. Stream now.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, October 29th. I'm Zoe Colkin for The Wall Street Journal. NVIDIA has officially become the first company to hit $5 trillion in market value. This is the latest milestone in an unprecedented surge that reflects the growing influence of AI on markets and the economy. The stock's been boosted by excitement from AI's potential and the recent flurry of deals and partnerships with some of the biggest companies in AI and corporate America, from OpenAI and Oracle to Nokia and Eli Lilly. NVIDIA's value also exceeds entire sectors of the S&P 500, including utilities, industrials, and consumer staples. Verizon says consumer revenue climbed just under 3% during the third quarter, but the company lost lucrative postpaid phone customers in its consumer business. The telecom giant notched 7,000 wireless retail postpaid phone net losses, and business revenue fell 2.8% despite 51,000 postpaid phone net additions. Its largest business, wireless service revenue, rose just over 2% year-over-year to $21 billion. Shares were up about 1% in early trading. Verizon has been lagging behind its rivals as of late, but said it remains confident in its full-year guidance. And Paramount will lay off roughly 2,000 workers across the company, including at CBS. CEO David Ellison said in a memo to employees that the cuts were focused on addressing redundancies and to accommodate its shifting priorities. Ellison has said he wants CBS to focus on reaching the large politically centrist audience in America. The CEO has been moving quickly to reshape the company since its $8 billion merger with Skydance Media back in July, including the acquisition of news and opinion site The Free Press. Before we go, heads up, we made a correction to last night's Tech Minute. OpenAI's nonprofit parent owns a stake in its for-profit subsidiary, which has become a public benefit corporation. An earlier version of that episode incorrectly said OpenAI had become a for-profit company. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.